The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Test meat and potatoes on the way. The head chef has the top foods ordered on Grubhub last year at 4:30. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Hola, guys. Love the show. Have been a fan for a long time. My 8-year-old daughter loves the show. Got a birthday shout out a couple years ago. 8 years old. Loves the show.
Very smart girl.
And I'm cleaning up in here. I both wanted to give a shout out to the one other family member that listens to the show, my Uncle Big Dex. So please just enlighten his day with some fish sandwiches. Love you guys and thanks for 20 years of laughs. That from Aaron.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Okay. Good day, gents, and happy 20th anniversary to you. Today is my 36th birthday, and I think that all I need is a good pep talk from Coach Ted and maybe those dirty Germans as I keep climbing the hill to 40. Thanks, guys. That from Chris in Olympia.
36, huh? Tell you what, 36 is a hell of a year. Still in your mid-30s. You're not late-30s yet. Also, you get to do stuff like not 40, you old fart. Also, at 36, it's a very important age. That's the age you go out. Get yourself a sub, man. I'm talking like a 12, 14-incher. Steak and cheese. Load it up. Peppers, onions, all that stuff.
And stank sauce.
Put some stank on it. Get the cheese on the fries, brother.
Yeah, you said you're going to start climbing that hill. It's got to be thinking. You know, my last name is so you can climb me, but very important that you start at the bottom.
Mm. Yeah, and that's the bottom. This is also, man. His name is Ted. Me first.
Yeah, put your foot on Ted's forehead and work your way up.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, a birthday shout out for one of my good friends and journeyman who turns a dirty 30 today. Can I get a your penis is too small? And Coach Ted talking about the importance of house slippers. Thanks, guys. He works all day pulling wire and fitting his hands into tight spaces as an electrician. That from Alex.
You know what I mean?
Trying. Here. There you go. Got it.
All right. I'll be honest with you. Coach just got into the game. On New Year's Day, my buddy let me borrow a pair. They were like a little jacket for your feet, man. I think they're by the North Face. But I also found out last night, you get some cheaper pairs. Some of them had memory foam in the bottom, man. Got home last night, put on house pants, put on those house slippers, and then this morning, I took the trash out with them on. Versatile. All right, it's like a multi-tool baseball player. You need these. They're comfort. Get them.
Guys, today's my husband Chris's 42nd birthday. Can he get a big old bong rip, some green beans, and the fellas doing impressions of the 80s wrestlers as we are traveling to Portland to see wrestling tomorrow? Thanks, guys. Head from Brittany.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
80s
okay.
Wrestling.
Green bean.
Come on,
ooh,
brother.
Yeah.
You know how these
you know
what
you gotta do.
It's your birthday.
You
gotta grab that beer and knife and all your hair. I mean, you blow out the candle and you point out that you're down. Stay home.
If
the candles I need to blow it off.
I don't remember what Junkyard Dog sounded like.
I don't know. I mean, either, you know, Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage. I feel like they were the
Macho Man.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter, yeah.
Brutus the Beefcake Barber. Like, I remember them. I just don't know what they sounded like.
Guys, to the men's room and AI Miles. Shout out to Brent, a.k.a. Trunk Beer, on another rotation around the sun. How about the dirty Germans advising him on his possible misadventures for his Thursday night bar crawl involving White Claw, a crazy hot chick, and a second location, and maybe some dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. Until next time, that from Bacon. Let's see here. Give you a couple dad jokes and the dirty jokes. All right. Guys, I got drunk and went home with a Japanese porn star last night.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Good parts are pretty blurry.
Ah.
That's a porn joke.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You gotta know that one.
Jay Leno walks into a bar.
Oh, yeah?
Bartender says, "Why the long face?" Do you know what to get your date who does not enjoy oral sex? What do you get a date who does not enjoy oral sex?
A spittoon?
A car?
An Uber.
Oh, that!
I'm not into that.
Check, please.
Yeah, you're talking about this White Claw and hot chicks. Yeah, it seems to me that one kind of invites the other to show up. You open a White Claw, so it goes... Suddenly, those hot chicks around you.
Yeah. So over here in Deutschland, we should not have some White Claws yet. But when those girls come over here, we see them. So always ready to party.
Yeah.
Especially the mango ones.
Yeah, you call it White Claw. We call it Moose Knuckle.
And one more, guys. I want to wish my other half, Chris, a very happy birthday. I love you, babe, very much. Can I get a backwards fart? A suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about getting old from his other half, Delena.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, Delena, if he celebrates his birthday, right, you'll sound like that, but from the front.
Yeah, so you know, today's maybe reverse day here in Germany, so somebody has to sit on somebody else's... It's reverse day, boss.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Oh, I hit the wrong damn thing.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oh, yeah.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat.
Yay.
And potatoes.
Oh.
Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody back here after New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried some of you weren't going to make it back.
That's why we have AI Miles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Still love his voice, even though he's not here in person.
Right.
He's currently in a pile of lion stool somewhere in the Serengeti.
It's like I'm in a bar right now. This is awesome.
AI Miles. All right, so Grubhub, basically they put out a list of like some stuff they delivered, basically their trends that they've noticed in 2024. Some of them just have to do with literally trendy things that are going on.
Okay. Do you ever order from Grubhub yourself?
What's that?
Do you ever order from Grubhub? I don't believe my wife may have. I never have.
I have something before. It's weird. I feel like people are for some reason loyal to one or the other.
Right, right. Uber
it's like,
Eats versus
yeah, if I
Grubhub,
order
right.
something for some reason, I generally will do it on Uber Eats. But
I'm gonna say I have DoorDash maybe.
Yeah, there's DoorDash,
Uber Eats.
DoorDash is good. I mean, they're all basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's just whatever's top of mind.
You know what? You're right. I don't know that I have ordered from Grubhub. I think it's DoorDash or Uber Eats.
I've done both of those. I know that for a fact. I may have ordered through Grubhub. I honestly don't know it, though.
Well, sometimes, too, some restaurants are exclusive to, like, one delivery service or whatever.
So but does that count? Because, like, I called the restaurant, and the restaurant says yes. And then the restaurant, like you said, contracts out to Grubhub to deliver the food. But I never actually contacted Grubhub. So I'm sure I've gotten Grubhub, but I don't think I've ever contacted them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All right, so Dr. Pepper was the most ordered soda from convenience stores.
I'm a fan. Didn't we find out like late last year it took over as the number one?
In a lot of states it does. Like, I mean, look. In Texas, it's huge.
It's unreal. And people drink it all the time. But I was saying earlier today, I was drinking a Dr. Pepper and I was like, I, for years, hated it. And then like the last 2 years, like, look, I'm a Dr. Pepper guy.
I'd be surprised how many people are those outliers. Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper.
Also, pickles were big on it.
Pickles. But
there was a whole thing, I think, of people ordering Dr. Pepper and then putting pickles in it, especially at Sonic.
Ooh. Whoa.
I'd try it.
Really?
I mean, I try anything with a pickle.
I mean, look, you could try stuff, but, like, in your mind, does it sound like it's going to be a good combination?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, brine is soda.
Brine is soda.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm not feeling that one, man.
Dr. Pepper and pickles sounds better than Coca-Cola with peanuts in it.
Dr. Pepper and pickles sounds like a really bad kids cartoon from the 70s.
Dr.
Pepper, this is my dog, Pickles.
That's just the sweet and the salt thing coming together.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know what that was. But yeah, there was also a 14% increase of order of some pickles this year. Pickles are having a time, and I'm here for it.
What's this thing with the glitter pickles now?
Say what?
Glitter pickles? You haven't heard of this?
It's a new bar.
It's not Liberace's penis, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, it's I don't know if it's like TikTok or something, but... Yeah. People are being encouraged. And again, I did not read the whole story because I'm not a pickle guy. But when I see glitter pickle in a headline, guess what? Call it clickbait. I'm right there.
Don't Google that.
They're encouraging people to put glitter on their pickles. I don't know why.
Oh, come on. Glickles?
Glickles. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it looks kind of cool.
That's ridiculous.
What's wrong with a glickle?
You ever seen that yodeling pickle?
I have not seen the yodeling.
It's like a little pickle, and you press a button, and he yodels.
Yodeling pickle.
Yeah. I had one years ago. I forget how I got it. I don't know if somebody gave it to me or White Elephant. And then I was back east this Christmas, and my mom was like, you'll find this funny. And I go, oh, yodeling pickle. I had one. And
so Barnes was ahead of his time.
Yeah, they were like, exactly. I think probably I got it from Barnes, but she was like, I wanted a bingo.
Good job, Mom.
Glad you went.
All right, Mike.
All right.
Counting on you on this one.
Hit me.
Grubhub espresso orders spiked the week of June 22nd.
Espresso. Baby.
Do you know why?
Yeah, it's got to be Sabrina Carpenter.
Right as the song Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter topped the charts.
Oh, okay.
It's a great tune, man.
It's just a bop.
Hell yeah.
I love that. I was listening to it last night on the way home.
It's a dirty song.
Have you heard it, Miles?
Maybe.
Imagine a pop song for a very attractive small blonde woman that's kind of dirty.
All right.
That's how I always picture my pop songs.
Yeah. I probably have heard it.
Let's see. Chicken was included in nearly 40% of all Grubhub restaurant orders.
Oh, okay. Look, man, restaurants do chicken right, though. Generally speaking, you're not getting baked chicken. Like, you're getting fried chicken. You're getting wings. I mean, you name it. Chicken sandwich.
Chicken strips.
Whatever. I will say, the only thing that has changed the chicken wing game to me is that air fryer. Because it used to be... You could make them in the oven, but you'd have to cook them forever to get them crispy.
And frankly, they sucked.
Right. And then remember, years ago, you and your wife got like one of those little fryers. And it was great, but then your house smelled like the back of the restaurant.
We used it once. Seriously, we made these wings. They were tremendous. We're super proud of ourselves. The next day, we both go to work. When we get home, I'm like, did you break out the deep fryer? She's like, no.
That's what I yesterday. I made them in a pot. Like, I actually just put the vegetable oil in and boiled the oil and made them that way. And I opened up my closets the next morning.
And it smells.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's certain food smells that I would say fried chicken wings is one of those things. Fried chicken in general. You walk into a place that serves it, awesome.
It's great.
But you don't want that around your house.
No, you do not. No.
And then here's kind of a crazy one, which I'm down with. Grubhub delivered over 1 ton of cottage cheese to customers. For those of you who don't recognize, that's over 2,000 pounds of cottage cheese.
I'm guessing it's a lot of people with kids. I feel like either you're old or you were young, right? When my kids were super young, they did cottage cheese. I tried it. And the thing is, it tastes fine.
My thing is, if I'm ordering food, it's a cheat day. It's a day where I'm eating crap.
Well, Grubhub, though, too, like...
They do grocery store stuff, so...
Right, and then there's another, there's one locally I use. You got to be in, like, big cities for it, GoPuff.
Never even heard of it.
But it's like a convenience store, and honestly, sometimes their stuff is cheaper than if I go up to the store.
Really?
Yeah, and then sometimes you're just being lazy, and it's like, well, I could use some cottage cheese, some soda and beer, and you just order it over.
Cottage cheese, soda, and beer.
It does look bad when you've been up way too late with some friends, and then your neighbors are angry at you, and as they open the door, you're getting delivered beer.
Oh, yeah.
Party time again. Sorry, Frank. All right. Now, bad news for, I guess, just me. Girl Scout cookie season, it's here. The Girl Scouts have given up, basically they say they give it two beloved flavors, the pink slip.
Do they say why? Is it a financial thing? Is it lack of sales for those particular ones?
I think beloved is the wrong adjective.
Miles, you're not wrong. One of them, the Toast Yeahs, they have only been around since 2021.
Toast Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't catch on, huh?
Yeah, or Toast Yeahs.
What is it supposed to taste like?
I don't remember what a Toast Yeah is supposed to taste like.
This will be the last year for them. So if you want to try it, they'll still have them for one more year.
My
then you'll discover you like them and be upset.
My issue is that the other one they're getting rid of after this year is the s'mores.
Really?
I thought that one was really good. Like, the last couple of years, that's the only one I bought was the s'mores.
I don't love them or hate them, but I'm a little shocked that they're getting rid of them.
Obviously, the classics will be back. Thin Mints, Samoas, a.k.a. Caramel Delights, Trefoils, Peanut Butter Patties, Tagalongs, Peanut Butter Sandwich, Do-Si-Dos, Adventure Foles, Caramel Chocolate Chip, Lemon...
So where they have like 12, 10 or 12 different varieties?
It lemon Ups. Like they have too many.
Yeah, they still have a lot of different cookies.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got a ton of them going on. Also, here's the deal, man. They don't really care anymore. If you never run into a Girl Scout, there's a good chance a lot of you don't, right? You don't work in an office. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know any children. You can always just go to GirlScouts.org and order some. They don't mind.
Yeah, I'm just curious, and I mean this as an honest question. What do the Girl Scouts do for fun? Like, Boy Scouts, it's always about the camping trip. If you're raising money, inevitably, the Boy Scouts want to go camping, right? But with Girl Scouts, it's like, here's the money. But I don't hear about Girl Scouts.
Do you know what they really do?
I have absolutely no idea.
They go to the Great Wolf Lodge for a weekend.
Is that their thing?
Well, at least that's what I know it to be based on my own kids' experience.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious.
So they sell enough cookies, they go to the Great Wolf Lodge, they have a great time, you smell like chlorine, come home.
All right, good for
them. Yeah, that's a good call. I don't know.
Because I was like, you always hear about the camping
trips.
The
Boy Scouts is pretty cut and dry. We're going to go camping, we're going to do this, we're going to do some whittling.
Yeah.
Whittling.
Right. Like, you're right. I don't know what the Girl Scouts. I know they meet. They have a ton of money.
Sure.
They're always meeting. So maybe it's something secret.
You would have loved revelry at the Boy Scout camp.
In the mornings?
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think the Boy Scouts definitely has that military kind of thing
for sure.
So you gotta have that in the morning and the evening, right? When you're putting the flag up and down.
Exactly.
Fold it correctly.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08. We will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines coming up at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that men are sadder when their wives make more than they do.
They're sadder?
They're sadder, yes.
I would be sadless.
I'd be fine with that. Like, cool.
Go to work, baby.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Why would you not want anyone to do the best they can?
No kidding. Not to mention, as long as you're working as hard as you can, now we're just breaking in as much as we can.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I think that would actually be fantastic.
Awesome. Look at that.
Yeah.
No.
You pick up the tab. Cool.
Yeah, please. Use your card. Meanwhile, another study says that people who use social media, quote, most of the day, are more irritable.
Well, yeah, you went to a place of irritation. What would you expect?
Which really does suck. You know, I was born at the birth of social media websites.
Yeah.
And it used to be a cool place where you see what your friends are up to, you know, interconnect with people and whatnot, and it was a positive thing. And then it just toxified so doggone quick.
And I mean, and that's kind of the thing about it now. And I think because people kind of expect it to be toxic, the trolls out there have an easier time.
Absolutely.
You expect me to be a D-bag. And it's like, well, right. Yeah.
Anymore, if I ever find myself for whatever stupid reason clicking on the comment section, I'm only doing it because I want to see what crappy things people are saying.
I do not click on comment sections.
Good.
That's just...
Don't.
Just as a rule. I'm like, I don't need to know what other people think. I don't care.
Right.
I know what I think. I'm good with that.
There are some videos that I go there just for the jokes because sometimes the comment sections are funny.
There are some funny things. Right.
Yeah, great, man. New research in Germany yielded evidence that even insects harbor lasting memories of hostile encounters with other colonies and species, leaving them with insect grudges.
Well, and it's probably also survival instinct.
Right.
Sure.
Any animal on this planet.
This is hostile over there. Let me make a mental note of this.
Knows what not to mess with.
But I like that it's a grudge. I'm going to hide up in this tree and drop a berry on this bitch and ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing, is that it's not necessarily just an association of this is dangerous, that's in the...
But
this
colony. Grudge.
This colony over here, they killed Jeff.
Because a grudge says, I want to get them back.
Correct.
Yeah.
I have a vindictive spirit about this.
I'm just hiking in the woods in West Virginia. If a big storm is coming, every single tree, every single plant starts to head for cover in their own way.
Yeah.
They'll flip over their leaves. They'll scrunch down. The plants know when their enemy's coming. Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? That got me thinking.
Oh. Let's say Cobb and I always had an idea of building a giant ant farm.
All right.
On one side were red ants and the other side were black ants. So eventually, they don't know each other exist. And we were like, what would happen when they finally got to each other?
I think the red ants would wholesale slaughter them.
Well, it could be a war. I was always afraid they'd join forces and build one giant ant that would break out.
Because somehow when you do different things together, they get bigger, right? The brown wharf rat and the, I can't remember the other rat, the thing in Baltimore, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're both just normal, teeny, tiny, bitch-ass rats. When they get together in Everett, when they have a baby, their baby is now like baby Huey. It is giant. Same thing with the liger.
Right.
Well, we put a tiger and a lion together, and somehow this is 75% larger than either one of those.
But I got to admit, that's something that I did not know about ants, that they held grudges. And that got me thinking, what else do I not know about ants?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Garden Wars. 10 things we bet you didn't know about ants. You know what's worse than having ants in your pants?
Mm-hmm.
Uncles. That's funny.
Thank you, BD.
The thing when you say ants hold grudges, I'm like, oh, I know it.
Yeah, they do. When you ruin their carpet.
I got it. Drink I told you, my Aunt Barbara, salt of the earth, one of the nicest people you ever meet.
But
my buddy Josh at my high school graduation party puked all over the wall. And for this, to this day, if she sees him, she'll bring it up.
Damn.
And I don't know why. She doesn't bust a lot of chops on everybody else, but Josh still gets it.
She's got that one button. So these are some things that you might not have known about ants. Did you guys know that they have two stomachs?
I did not know that.
I don't know why they need two. They're not very big. Why do we need to
pack
two?
Well, they got three sections. So
maybe one gets full, so it's like, let's switch to the left stomach.
Nah, man, put this in the left one.
I can eat all day.
They are underwater survivalists. That one I feel like I did know.
I know that.
So
because they live in the ground, and rain, saturation, they've learned to adapt.
Right. Which is still wild, because they do breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So...
are they one of those deals where they blow like an air bubble around them and they're good?
They can go the length of the pool underwater.
My God. They can just do the whole thing.
Yep.
10 facts you might not have known about ants. They leave invisible trails.
Well, if they're invisible, why would I know that?
Like a snail trail, but you can't see it?
Maybe.
Or is it just a scent? I mean, they leave a trail.
It says they leave invisible trails wherever they go.
All right.
And I disagree. They leave a very visible trail because I can watch them go where the hell they go because they walk in a single file line.
But if it's invisible, how do we know they're there? I mean, do I shine a black light and I go, okay, these are the footprints of an ant? Or, like, what is the wavelength I have to look to see that there's, you got ants right in this your house?
Well, that one might actually come up here at another bullet point that we have here on the list.
Bullet points.
Yeah.
I think you did that.
Yeah, see what they do? Yeah. They can live a long time.
How long is a long time?
Queen ants can actually live up to 30 years old.
Damn. 30 years?
Which, when you think about it, how long do you expect an ant to live? Honestly, insects, you know that they're not going to live as long. You know, the fly lives 24 hours.
And then what, spiders like a year, maybe two, depending on the spider?
Yeah, I would think an ant has tops a year.
Yeah.
30 years
for the queen.
She's seen a lot of ass.
Yeah, she has. Gotten a lot of ass, too.
Yeah, she's gotten a whole lot.
That's right.
Damn, 30 years.
Do the other ants get to sleep with her?
I believe
I think she picks
so.
Who it is, gets the, gets that distinction.
Yeah.
Mm.
You with the two stomachs.
Let's make the colony. Oh.
I saw you bringing that leaf back. Get in here.
That was three times your size. Get in here, son. Come on.
Let's see what you're working with.
They outlived the dinosaurs.
So they're around with the dinosaurs.
Correct. Does that make them a dinosaur then?
Yeah.
Well, no, dinosaurs still have to be a reptile.
Do you?
Lizard. Well, yeah, that's what a dinosaur is, specifically.
I mean,
you can be a shark is not a dinosaur. It's just it's an animal that's been around since prehistory. But a dinosaur is entirely different than a shark.
So
but you've been around.
Where does the woolly mammoth fit into this?
Not a dinosaur, it's a mammal.
Yeah.
But ants live underground, so when the meteor hits the earth, I think for them, they're like, it's all good, that's some upstairs junk.
But I mean, the chicken's technically a dinosaur.
It's not. It's a chicken now. It's a descendant of the dinosaur.
Right.
You're not a monkey.
But you're descended from, like, apes.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
I guess apes, not monkeys.
Yeah.
No, Mike's specifically a monkey. You can look at him and tell. Yeah.
I'm a cat.
There's no orangutan in Mike. That's all right. Spider monkey.
10 facts you might not have known about ants. They have super strength.
Well, I didn't know that.
I feel like that's one of the basic things that you learn about ants. Mm-hmm.
I saw an ant.
But it's
once,
relative.
Yeah, I saw an ant benching 300.
Oh, yeah? Just
like, get it, little fella.
All right. What's the size, then? How much can it live? How much times their own body weight?
10 times or is it ridiculous? Like 300 keep going. Times.
Miles, how much times their own body weight can they lift?
I'll say 50.
10.
200.
Miles, you nailed it. 50 times their own body weight.
Is it 50? All right.
What's the strongest insect? I think it's like the rhino beetle or something.
Right.
It is just as far as their body weight goes and when they can lift their head. It'd be like you walking outside, picking up a house and moving it somewhere.
Exactly. With ease.
Yeah, with ease.
Like, man, I'll just move this over here. 10 facts you might not know about ants. They do breathe. They breathe through holes. They don't have lungs, but instead breathe through a series of holes on their sides.
Okay, now so because we breathe right. through holes, which is called right. nostrils or your mouth.
Right.
But we have lungs.
Right.
Maybe so, that's back to the swimming theory, like a porpoise.
Or an orca. If you're breathing through a hole, maybe you can...
Yeah, but we have holes.
But is it like a tunnel? You know what I mean? Maybe they just have a solid tunnel that goes through. They have one sphincter on one side that like pulls the air through, and it just that's kind of where it
yanks the oxygen out where it needs.
Right? Like,
so are they breathing or air just runs through them then? I guess air just runs through them.
If they don't have lungs, can they breathe?
You know what?
You know what I mean? Way,
probably not. So I guess the air just rolls through them.
Right. Because a fish isn't exactly breathing. The water's running through their gills, and it's gaining the... The oxygen?
Yeah, they need oxygen. Yeah.
It doesn't count as breathing, though?
Not if they, because breathing is an act that you do, right? You can hold your breath, but based on what Mike's saying with the ants, they couldn't not to get air. Like, you can choose to not breathe if you want to, right?
Now, I'm theorizing with the tunnel through them thing. They breathe through a series of holes on their sides is what it says.
Okay.
So I don't know how that works.
So instead of stepping on an ant, I could just hold his sides and suffocate him?
There you go.
And just do the shh.
That sounded awful when it came out of my mouth.
Where is the queen?
When there's a much easier way to kill an ant, you want to make them suffer.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Just tapped out there.
Ted's just choking out ants over here.
I got a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Ant jiu-jitsu.
They do actually raid other ant colonies.
Oh, there we go.
Some ant species raid other ant colonies to capture larvae and pupa to raise them in their own nests.
They steal their children?
Yes, they do.
And they raise them as their own, Ted.
Vicious. I don't feel as bad about suffocating them now.
I would think that the smaller ants would sneak into the bigger colonies to steal those little larvae. That way they kind of have like the bane of the ant world, if you will.
Right.
Now he's like a super big guy on our side.
Raise some big ones for us.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against a raid to take people's stuff and pillage, but...
Good to know.
Feeling like I'm stealing their children seems awful.
You need warriors, Ted. Especially if it's from a strong colony.
To kill them, you can use raid.
Yeah, right? I thought about the same thing. They use vibrations to sense.
Good ones?
Fire ants don't... attaboy. Attaboy. Fire ants don't have ears, so they use their feet to feel vibrations to sense their surroundings. Hmm.
And then light your ass up.
That's right.
Man.
Also, was not on this list, but one that I do know is that they are actually one of, pound for pound, the fastest animals or creatures on the planet.
I gotta think spiders are up there too, man.
Right?
Because sometimes you're gonna, like, go after a spider, and it's like, that dude is hauling ass in spite of the fact that he's maybe, you know, an inch long.
Exactly. The one that I saw, it was on Animal Planet. It was some sort of a special ant. I don't remember. It's in, like, Africa or something like that. Don't even. But it's some certain kind of species of ant. But it moves so fast. We can't put that on there, Tim. There's certain species of ant. There's certain species of ant where they have to move in bursts.
They do.
What's wrong with these ants? It has to move in bursts because it moves so fast that it blinds itself. It blinds itself.
Now it's blind.
Got it, man.
You're the one giving ant info.
That's true.
It moves so fast it blinds itself, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
They move so daggone fast they can't, so they have to stop and like reorient themselves. I'm just walking into a wall.
What's wrong with that ant?
Terry, you all right?
Keep your eye on him, man.
He just keeps grabbing the same leaf.
Oh.
And then this is the number one thing.
You got it, Mike. You got it.
The number one thing that you might not know about. They use scent trails.
Well, yeah, he's blind.
I can smell it. Scout ants. Scout ants leave behind pheromone trails to guide other ants to food.
It's just the ones like... Just follow me with
this
the smell,
way,
bro.
This way, Terry. This way.
Jesus, Terry.
Ants on a log.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, but I guess I'm kind of like an ant when I walk by a restaurant.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
You know what? You're not wrong. Yeah. I want to go in here. It smells good.
A pizza chain in the UK submitted an application for expansion, but the request was denied. I'll test your memory at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
God damn.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified 22-year-old woman from... Well, somewhere. Her story takes place at a hospital where she was scheduled for an MRI. Now, per usual, radiographers, they asked her if she had any metal on or in her person. And as best she knew, the answer was a hard no. So she went for the MRI, and it was when it was over, the technician, he pulls the table out, and she's screaming. Well, it turns out she did have metal in her body, but she honest to God didn't know it. Because, you see, according to the company, the butt plug in her ass was 100% silicone. But it turns out that there's like a metal filling in the middle of it. And she found out when the butt plug, think about this, was pulled through her rectum and into her chest cavity at the speed of sound. Whoa. Think about that.
So it probably cauterized everything.
It went from, right, it didn't rip it out of her ass and send it through her body based on where the magnets were. The thing went from her butt to her chest cavity at the speed of sound. Now, somehow, she survived. They do say she has major injuries, but I'm going to be dead honest. I thought a butt plug was something you just use during your sex time. I didn't realize it's something you're rocking as long as you want to rock it. I mean, I guess you could.
You can?
Like, I can wear a condom all day, but it's just not something that
well,
I
thought. Well, that'd be tough unless you were just dead.
I'm always erected.
Jesus Christ. I just feel like whatever I'm in the, like, I know it's not metal, but I feel like I would be like, hey, doc.
I got a butt plug.
I got a butt plug.
What,
like, should I take that out?
Look, as a general rule,
it's just not.
If you're rocking a butt plug and you're going to get a medical procedure, just assume you'll probably be better off without it. That would be fair my enough. Sage advice. But yeah,
I would say before you go to an MRI, if there is something inside of you that is not natural, get it out.
But the thing is, to her credit, the packaging on the butt plug itself is 100% silicone. So you'd have no reason to think there's metal. But it turns out in the very center of it, I guess for stabilization or whatever, there's like a little metal filling. But I mean, a little bit of metal in an MRI could be the ending.
And so, she was fine, right?
Not fine. She survived.
I wonder if the doctor was like, can I get your number, you freaky ass?
Right.
I would. Like, I'm sad, nope.
Again, two things are true, man. Like, one, yes, it was 100% silicone, so we can kind of assume that there's no metal in it. Two, you're getting an MRI. They're trying to find something that's not supposed to be there.
Right, that's the other thing. They're going to get inside of your body. Out, just man. Take the butt plug out.
Can we leave it at home just today?
Just one day. That's all. Well, it's out of her now, but she learned her lesson. All right, so let's drink. I'm waking. I can't believe they didn't identify her.
What?
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contest on the line right now for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.